Welcome everybody.
这里再次欢迎大家。
As you can come in, you can smell the paint.
可能大家进来之前都可以闻到那个油漆味哈。
Can you please don't sit next to the wall? We come forward.
我们就是大家尽量不要靠近那个墙壁。
I don't you didn't move sit next to the wall. We don't want to mark the wall, okay?
因为那个墙壁刚刚被翻新过，所以我们尽量不要靠住墙壁，不要再弄花了。
Today is also the Feast of Tabernacle.
今天是犹太人他们住棚节那个节
气。And it's also the second day after the Moon Festival.
也是我们中国人所庆祝那个中秋节的第二天。
And we got to thank Brother Desmond and Sister Rita.
我们这里特别感谢我们的 Desmond 弟兄和我们的 Rita 姊妹。
And others who kindly give us lots of mooncakes and.
是，谢谢他们的爱心，为我们大家准备了非常非常美味的月饼。
As you know, mooncakes are not cheap.
大家知道在英国买月饼是其实并不便宜的。
So God bless you.
谢谢他们爱心的付出。
And do thank them, okay? Don't leave the church without your mooncake.
所以大家记得走之前记得领取你们的月饼。
Okay, listen.So the Feast of Tabernacle is about in the future Christ will dwell in our midst physically.
所以当我们说到这个祝棚节的时候，我们寓意主耶稣会他实实在在的与我们同住。
So like Jesus first came in Bethlehem, the next time when he comes, he will dwell in the midst of us in Jerusalem.
所以当耶稣第一次来的时候，他是在伯利恒降生；但耶稣再来的时候，他是在耶路撒冷与众圣徒们同住。
The Feast of Tabernacle is the last feast of the seven feasts.
那么这个祝棚节呢，是七个节期的最后一个节期。
And it represents God permanently dwelling in our midst.
这是属灵的含义，是神永远与我们同住。
And so today I'd like to take the theme about God being in our midst.
所以今天我跟大家分享讲到的主题是主在我们的中间。
But then the sermon is actually Lord.If you had been here.
但是我的讲到的主题呢是主如你若在这里。
And so can you see, okay.
主啊你若在我们中间，若在我们这里。
Yeah, I've got nothing there. So Lord, if how many of you have read this particular, seen this before in the Bible?
有多少人曾经在圣经当中读到过这段文字，经文。
This is found in John chapter 11.
是在约翰福音的十一章。
You remember it's a story about Lazarus being raised from the dead.
记得拉撒路他被耶稣死里复活的那个故事。
And today we're going to examine Mary and Martha, his sisters, how they went about talking to Jesus and how they reacted to the death of Lazarus.
今天我们会看从这个经文这个故事当中来看看拉撒路他的姐姐玛利亚和马大他们对拉撒路去世这件事情的一个反应。
Mary and Martha is greatly loved by Jesus.
那么我知道玛利亚和马大呢是主耶稣所爱的两个夫人。
They live in a place called Bethany, which is 2 miles away from Jerusalem.
他们在伯利恒这个地方。
No, but Bethany.
在有伯大。伯大尼
It's only 2 miles away, which means Jesus lived there every time when he ministered to people in Jerusalem.
伯大尼这个地方呢，离耶路撒冷只有2英里，非常近。所以每次呢，耶稣要去圣殿的时候，他都会选在伯大尼住宿。
So Jesus loved the family.
耶稣呢，很爱这家人。
And both Mary and Martha, as sisters, both said these words, "Lord, if you had been here."
那么他的两个姐姐玛利亚马大都说过这句话主啊你若早在这里
This phrase is what we all say
这句话可能我们都会说过这样的话
God if you're only here
哦，主啊如果你在这里就好了
I wouldn't be like this
我可能我的情况就不会是这样子了
God only if you did this I wouldn't be like this.
主啊，如果你早做了这个事情，你结果就不会是这样子了。
God, if you only told me this, I wouldn't have done this.
主啊，如果你早告诉我这个事情，我可能就会做像不同的事情了。
They are all expressions, words that to say, God, where are you?
所以其实换言之，就是我们在对主说，主啊，你到底在哪里？
And so, Feast of Tabernacle reminds us, God is with us.
所以这个祝棚节是再一次提醒我们，主是与我们同在的。
And in the story of Lazarus, God seemed not to be there, and yet He's always there.
在拉撒路这个故事当中，神看似耶稣看似不在那里，但是他其实就在那里。
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 3 to 4 in chapter 11, it says here, so the sisters went, so here is Lazarus now dead.
这个故事背景是拉撒路他已经死了。
Jesus waited 2 days.
然后主耶稣呢故意等了两天。
To make sure he's really dead.
确保他拉撒路真的是死了。
Before he went to Bethany.
然后呢他才去到伯大尼这个地方。
And so the sisters met Jesus.
这里呢这个两个姊妹在去到了见到了耶稣。
So the sisters sent to him saying, Lord, he whom you love is ill. But when Jesus heard it, he said, the illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory so that the Son of God may be glorified through it.
约翰福音十一章三到四节这里讲，他两姐妹两个就打发人去见耶稣，说：“主啊，你所爱的人病了。”耶稣听见就说：“这病不至于死，乃是为神的荣耀，叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。”
The fact is, Lazarus is ill.
那么这个事实呢，是拉撒路确实生病了。
What the sisters did was send people to Jesus, who was only 1 day away.
那么当时呢，这两个姐妹呢，就派人去见耶稣，传话给耶稣。
Jesus was only 1 day away.
当时他那个路程只有一天之隔。
And yet Jesus says, "This is not unto death."
然后耶稣呢，他听见了回答说，这个病呢不至于死。
But Lazarus did die.
但是事实是，拉撒路之后呢，确实就死了。
Here is the issue.
那么这个是怎么去
看的事情呢？ God tells us something.
主神告诉我们一些事情
But the opposite happens.
但是却相反的事情就发生
了 Have you ever had such an experience? You feel that God, you're supposed to look after me. And why is everything falling apart?
大家有没有过这样的经历呢？就是我们觉得说神啊，你常是应该来照顾我们，为什么相反的事情却发生了呢？
God, you're supposed to look after my life. I'm supposed to be the pastor. Why is everything falling apart?
你说我可能跟神说，神啊，我是牧师，你应该看顾我的生命，为什么我的生命却是很破碎的呢？
Sometimes when you serve the Lord, it looks like God treats you and your family the worst.
很多时候我们当我们服侍主的时候反而觉得我和我们的家人还没有得到更好的一个待遇
He seems to neglect you
好像感觉神忽略了我们
So whatever you read from the Bible this, it doesn't seem to be happening
所以当我们读到圣经的时候觉得圣经里经文没有在我们生命中发生
And then some of us experience that this is not supposed to happen in my life but why is it happening?
那么相反的，有些人说这些事情不应该发生在我生命当中，却正好发生了。
Jesus supposed to heal the sick，
就好像耶稣应该去医治病的人。
Why is it that he lets Lazarus die？
为什么他反而让拉撒路却死掉了呢
？See, right at the beginning of the chapter, Jesus already told us why。
因为在这个整个故事的一开始，主耶稣就告诉了他们这个原因。
You see, God is not God unless you realize He's ultimately in control of our lives.
除非我们没有意识到神是完全的掌管我们的生命的时候，我们不会看到神的同在。
It may not look like it.
很多时候我们可能看似神没有掌权。
It may not feel like it.
可能我们感觉不到神的掌权。
The circumstance around you may not.Look like God is in control.
或者你所经历的这个环境，好像让你觉得神没有在掌权。
You see, God gives us freedom to make decisions and do things in life.
神给我们有个自由的意愿来选择做决定，在生命当中。
But if we call Him the Master, if we call Him Lord, He's ultimately responsible.
但是当我们今天要尊他为主，称他为主的时候，那么他有绝对的责任来掌权我们的生命。
Just like your children, you are ultimately responsible for your children, but you can't, but you allow them to do things, go to school, make their own decisions every day.
就像好像我们在我们孩子的生命当中有绝对的主说话语权，但是他们也有自己的选择在很多事情上。
But ultimately, you are in control.
我们这从大外来看，我们还是来掌权的。
And God is more capable than us.
但是我们知道，我们的神比我们做父母的更有能力。
Remember, if God is not in control, then He's not God.
如果神没有掌权，那他就不是神。
Part of God's nature is that He is in control.
那么神的一个本性的一部分就是他是那掌权的。
That's what makes Him God.
就是这个本性让他视那位神。
He's all powerful.
他是全能的。
He's all knowing.
他是全知的。
And he's everywhere.
他是无所不在的神。
Amen.
Amen.
That's why we have to accept the doctrine of who God is, the nature of God.
所以我们必须要非常清楚地明白神的本性和他的本性。
And God is unchanging.
而且我们的神是不会改变的。
If he's the same yesterday, he's the same today.
如果在过去的神，那么在今天也是一样的神。
Amen. God doesn't say, "Oops, I've got it wrong. Let me change it."
神不会说，哦，好像我哪里出错了，让我再把它改正过来。
He's unchanging.
神是永远不改变的
神。That's why when we read the Bible, many things are written in past tense.
所以在圣经当中，很多经文是用过去时所描述的。
But it hasn't even happened yet.
但是这些事情却还没有发生。
But God is so confident that it's already done before it's done.
但是神非常的自信，知道在这事情还没有发生之前就已经成就了。
That's why it's written a lot in the past tense.
所以我们看到圣经的经文很多是以过去时来记录的。
I have blessed you.
神说我已经祝福了你。
It doesn't mean I will. It's not, even though.It should have been written, I will bless you. I have already blessed you.
就像说神说我会祝福你本身是将来时但是神说我已经祝福了你已经是个完成时。
That's why the prayer of the priest, the Lord bless you and keep you.
就好像祭祀的那个祝福的祷告文一样说神祝福你耶和华祝福你。
The actual grammar should be, I have already blessed you. I have already keep you.
就是那个正确的那个时态呢其实神应该说耶和华已经祝福了你耶和华已经保守了你。
Amen. It shouldn't be understood, I will bless you. It should be, I have already blessed you.
不应该是将来时而是一个完成时态。
And so before Lazarus died, Jesus already knew what will happen.
所以在拉撒路死之前呢耶稣已经知道接下来会发生什么。
Amen. Even though he died, he knew he would come back alive.
就算他死了的主都知道他一定之后会死里复活。
And that's why he can say this is not unto death.
所以为什么主会说到这个病不至于让他死。
But he did die.
但是他确实也死了呀。
But God knew that he would come back alive.
因为主知道他之后一定会死里复活。
And so, God is quite strange.
所以以我们的观点人的观点觉得神很奇怪。
He does things in our lives. He allows things in our lives that is beyond our comprehension.
很多时候他让我们生命中发生的一些事情是我们的人的意识所很难理解。
A lot of things that God does in our life doesn't make sense.
很多时候神在我们生命中做的事情让我们觉得很难以理喻。
That's not logical.
觉得好像按不理性可以明白的。
Because that's how God shows that he's in control.
这是神用他特别的方法来向我们显明他是那掌权的那一位。
It's beyond our minds and our logic.
是我们的心思意念无法想象到的。
Amen. Sometimes he uses a very thing that you never thought about to deliver you.
很多时候神会用我们完全意想不到的方法来释放我们。
He can actually use your very worst enemy to provide for you.
他可能会用 你最憎恨的那个仇敌来供应给你。
Yet many times we look for the very best people to help us, and they are the ones that let you down.
可能很多时候我们会觉得按我们人的想法找我们觉得最好的人帮助我们，但是那些人却反而成为了背叛我们的人。
Amen.
让我们失望的人。
I'm sure many of you experience sometimes God uses your worst enemy to bless you.
可能我们当中有人有这样的经历，神会用一些觉得很糟糕的人，反而他们会成为你的祝福。
What does it show?
这是向我们显明什么呢
？He's in control.
让我们知道神在掌管一切。
That's why God many times when he wants to do things in this world, he doesn't use a Christian, he uses a non-believer.
很多时候神要在这个地上做事情，他不用基督徒，反而用非信徒。
Amen. He uses Nebuchadnezzar, he uses the Pharaoh, he didn't use a Christian.He didn't use a believer.
在旧约里面，神用了法老，用了尼布甲尼撒王这些非信徒来成就他的旨意。他并没有用基督徒，并没有用他的子民。
What is he trying to say?
神尝试告诉我们什么呢
？I am God.
我是神。
I'm in charge.
我是掌管的那一位。
I can use my enemies for your blessing.
我甚至会用你的仇敌来成为你的祝福。
Amen. He can use the enemies to serve him.
神可以用他的仇敌来为他侍奉。
And we say, how can that be?
我们人会说这怎么可能呢？
And we become religious.
然后我们就很好像很宗教形式去思考。
So here we begin to see some of the thinking of God, and there's quite a few verses, but we have to go through just a few key ones to understand some of the interactions that Mary had with Jesus. Mary and Martha had with Jesus.
我们在接下来的故事当中，我们会看一些细节，看玛丽和马大和玛利亚他们跟耶稣的一些接触的细节，来明白神做事一种方法。
So Jesus already said through the death of Lazarus in his illness, it will bring God glory.
因为耶稣已经告诉了他们两姐妹说，我会用拉撒路的死来荣耀神，并且使神的儿子得荣耀。
Glory from who?
他用什么来得荣耀？给谁荣耀？
Many times God does things in our lives so that you will glorify Him.
很多时候神在我们生命做的事情会让我们的生命来荣耀他。
You will love Him more.
让我们可以更加的爱他。
You will desire to draw closer to Him.
让我们可以渴慕更加的去亲近他。
God is looking for a relationship.
神所期盼的是与我们的一个亲密的关系。
As well as using your life to save the world.
也是用我们的生命来拯救这个世界。
Verse 5 is saying, Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. So when he heard that Lazarus was ill, he stayed 2 days longer in the place where he was.
所以第五节接着说，耶稣素来呢爱马大和他妹子并拉撒路，听见拉撒路病了，就在所居住之地仍住了两天。
So Jesus deliberately waited.
所以这里主耶稣故意等了两天。
Why?
为什么呢
？So that Lazarus would die.
所以他要确保拉撒路是真的死了。
Hold on, that's not how God should be.
所以觉得大家说啊，怎么会这样子呢
？He shouldn't. No. He's a God who heals.
很多人说啊，他是神，是医治的神。
Who's a God that delivers?
他也是拯救的神。
That's why sometimes it feels like God deliberately delays.
看似好像神是故意在延迟。
And we say, God, why have you let this happen to me? And then you show up.
然后你会说，神，为什么让这个事情发生在我身上，然后你才出现呢？
Some of the greatest, most accurate prophecies I've given in church is when I myself is in greatest need.
很多时候，当我在教会有看到神给我，会发现很重要的预言，是当我自己很破碎、很需要神的时候。
I can spend days and weeks praying, Lord, please speak to me, tell me what to do.
我会花可能整几周的时间来寻求神，说神啊，你告诉我应该怎么做。
Because the Bible says God will speak. God speaks to His sheep.
因为我们说神会对他的羊说话。
But then there are times when He deliberately keeps silent.
但是我觉得有时候神是故意保持沉默。
There are times when I show up in church so desperate for a word from God.
那时候我在教会当中，我很迫切的想听到神对我说话。
And yet people come forward, and the word of God came to them so accurate.
然后当我为别人祷告的时候，神的话语就非常就是很准精确的临到他们的生命当中。
A lot of time you guys think I'm making up, but many times I hear from people online, Pastor, that was me. It happened.
很多时候你们觉得我好像是自己编出来的话，但是很多人可以证明，他们听到这些话，他们知道说，他们说是神在对他们说话。
And when I hear them give the testimony, I say, Pastor, thank you. And I go back home and say, Lord, why do you speak to them and not me?
当我每次啊，当人他们听到神的话语的祝福以后，我回到家，我会跟神说，神啊，他们是听到了，那我呢？我为什么你不对我说话？
That's why God many times doesn't need you to understand what He's doing. He wants you to believe Him.
很多时候神不需要我们去知道他在做什么，我们只需要相信他就可以了。
We in our nature always want to look for an explanation.
因为我们人的本性总是要找到一个解释的一个理
由。Our favorite question is why.
我们最喜欢问的问题就是为什么呀
？Why?
为什么？为什么
？Maybe our children were young. Why?
就好像小孩子一样，他们会问十万个为什么。
No, you cannot have that. Why?
就我们跟他说，哦，你不可以做这个，你不可以拿这个。
You cannot do that.
他们会问为什么呢
？Why?
他们会不停的问你为什么。
Why is the favorite question of your children?
所以就小朋友经常问的问题就是为什么。
It's our favorite question.
也是可能我们常问的问题。
But sometimes God may never answer you.
那很多时候神可能会永远不会回答我们的那个问题。
Because he wants you to believe in him.
因为与其他让你去问，他要让你去相信。
And then receive the answer to your question alive.
那么可能在这个后来向我们的信心当中，我们能领受到我们问题的答案。
When Lazarus came back from the dead, wow!
就好像拉撒路之后死里复活的时候，活生生的站在他们面前的时候。
The why question has been answered.
所以这两个姐妹的这个为什么这个问题得到了最实际的一个回答。
Instead of seeing a tragedy, they saw the glory of God.
以及他们经历一种悲剧，他们看到了神的荣耀。
Because that's exactly what Jesus wanted to do. It's to manifest the glory of God in the midst of his people.
这就是神想做的，在他的百姓当中来彰显他的大荣耀。
Because why?Because they were living near Bethany, living near Jerusalem. From that testimony, it began to ignite a whole, it turned Jerusalem upside down.
因为 这个他们住的地方伯大尼，离耶路撒冷不远，在伯大尼这个耶稣 死人复活的那个、消息会传到耶路撒冷，使整个城市都复兴。
So Jesus stayed two more days.
所以这主耶稣故意待了两天。
Now in the Jewish tradition, when you die, you get buried in day one.
所以犹太人他们的那种习俗就是死了第一天就要埋葬。
And the professional mourners mourn for 3 days.
那么专业的他们那种哀哭的人呢，他们会哀哭三天。
And then as a friend, you can then go to the tomb on the 4th day.
所以呢，那个去世过世的人的朋友第四天呢，去那个墓地。
Okay, so let's now go to verse 17.Now when Jesus came, he found Lazarus had already been in the tomb, how many days? 4 days.
十七节说，耶稣到了就知道拉撒路在坟墓里已经四天了。
Why 4 days?
为什么四天呢？
Because on the 4th day, he can go and visit him.
因为第四天呢，作为这个 死者的那朋友可以去探访他。
Amen? Why does he want to visit him?
为什么他要去专门去看他呢？
Because he wants to raise him from the dead.
因为他要使拉撒路从死里复活。
Okay.And Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 2 miles off.
那么伯大尼呢，离耶路撒冷不远，约有6里路。
Verse 20. When Martha heard that Jesus was coming, he went and met him. Mary remained seated in the house.
二十节，马大听见耶稣来了，就出去迎接他。玛利亚却仍然坐在家里。
Now, just look at this carefully.
那我们仔细来看这段经文。
These two were the best members of the church.
那么这两个马大和玛利亚就好像教会里的最佳会教
会员。One, Mary loved listening to the Jesus teaching.
玛利亚常常坐在耶稣脚前听他的讲道。
The other always serving.
马大呢也是很殷勤的去侍奉的那一位。
These two were the best of the best in the church.
那么在教会里面，这两个是最棒最棒的一个成员了。
And obviously they feel we are good Christians.When we asked Jesus to come, he didn't come.
然后他们觉得好像我们是好的基督徒，但是我们求主来的时候，主却没有出现。
Now, if you were disappointed with Jesus,
如果今天你同样对主失望了，
like Mary and Martha have, how would you react to God?
就好像当时马大、玛利亚他们当时那种心情的话，那么你会有什么样的反
应呢？ Think about the times when you were let down by God. How did you respond?
就想想你被神让你大大失望的时候，你会有什么样的反应呢？
Martha went to Jesus.
马大呢就出去赶快去迎接主了。
Mary stayed at home.
玛利亚呢却坐在家里待着。
Amen. Which one are you?
我们会是他们当中哪一位呢？
Nah, I'm not going to go and see him.
玛利亚的反应，我就在家里，
我不去教会了。
或是说 I'm not going to church.
I'm not going to pray.
我也不祷告了。
Amen.Amen?
Amen.
But Martha wasn't any better.
但是马大呢，他也好不到哪里去。
So we read in verse 21. Martha said to Jesus, Lord, if you had been here.
然后马大二十一节对耶稣说，主啊，你若早在这里。
So Martha, one of the best members of the church, say, I'm going to talk to God.
然后马大呢，好像我们教会的最佳成员说：“好，我要跟神祷告，
I'm gonna pray.
我要祷告。”
Look at the prayer.
但是看看他的祷告呢
？Isn't it similar to ours?
是不是跟我们的很相似
？Lord, if only you healed that person.
说主啊，如果你真的医治了这个人的话
，God, if only if you did this. In other words, we are expressing our disappointment to God. Reminding him what he did not do. In other words, if you only showed up, things wouldn't be like this.
换言之，其实马大在跟神埋怨说：“如果你早来这里，就事情就不会是这样子。”
God, if you only did this for me, this thing that's happened wouldn't be like this.
所以你好像我们对神说：“神啊，如果你做了我们之前求你的事情，那么现在就不是这种光景了。”
Do you see? Our human nature's first reaction is always, God, if only you came here, he would have been healed.
所以按照我们人的本性的一种非常原始的一种反应说神啊如果你早在这里的话是结果就 不会这样子
了 What is she doing? She's limiting God's ability.
马大的行为其实在限制神的能力
God, only if you did this for me, I would have been like this. But you are limiting God.
就说神啊
You are insisting God should answer your prayer in a certain way.
因为我们好像在尝试限制神的能力，说按神你按照我的方式来回答这个祷告。
You see, many times when we say, God, please give me a job, but we tell him how, where, when.
那时候我们祷告求神赐给我们工作的时候，我们祷告当中会告诉神你怎么做，什么地方怎么样，怎么成就。
When we ask God to do something, followed by lots of suggestions. So in other words, God, you just want God to be a magician.Right? Not someone who wants to bless you. When God wants to bless you, it may not look like what you expect.
所以很多时候我们的祷告当中，我们跟神求一件事情，我们之后会附上很多给神的建议，想神按照我们的方式去成就。所以我们不要把神当成一个魔术师，只是把我们所需要的给我们变出来就好了。
Amen? When Lazarus was ill, Jesus said, this is not unto death. It doesn't mean he doesn't die.
当拉撒路病的时候，主耶稣说这个病不至于死，并不代表说他，主耶稣并没有说他不会死。
All Jesus saying he will live.
主耶稣只是在说他还会活着。
When God says I will bless you, it doesn't mean you won't go through hard time.
神说我会祝福你，并不代表说你不会经历苦难。
Amen. Whenever we pray, we expect angels to come from heaven and say, "The Lord hears your prayers."Here you are.
那时候，当我们跟神祷告的时候，我们可能头脑中有一种像图画是天使降来说：“哦，神祝福你，这就是你的祷告垂听。”
And then a multitude of angels from heaven coming down the stairs with bearing gifts.
好像众天使从那个天梯下面下来，带着从天上来的礼物赐给你。
God, when He says He will bless you, He will answer you. He never promised that you won't go through a difficult walk.
神说他应许我们他会祝福我们会保守我们的时候他并没有说不会让我们经历一段艰难的道路
God said he would give the promised land to Israel but he forgot to mention about the giants
神说他会赐那个迦南美地给以色列百姓 他可能忘记说了在这个美地当中有巨人
Amen Do you notice God left that out
神故意没有提到这一点
Abraham I'm going to give you a promised land that is full of giants He didn't say thatTo bless you from generation to generation. He left out the important bit.
神祝福亚伯拉罕的时候，他说：“我会把这个地赐给你，为你世世代代永远继承为产业。”但他并没有说这个美地上有巨人。
Many times the Bible doesn't give you details, does it?
很多圣经当中并没有给我们很多的细节。
He says, "Say, go and pray for the sick, but how?"
主说：“让我们为有病的祷告。
”Lay hands on the sick. How?
让我们按手在有病的身上祷告。
See, we all have to go through the path. We all have to go through the process to learn how.
我们都需要经过一个过程，走过一个旅程，来学会如何去做这件事。
When God blesses us, we go through a process, we go through a path, because God wants to give you more than a blessing.
因为神说祝福我们的时候，他会让我们经历一段路程，经历一个苦难，因为他要给我们是超乎我们想求的。
So Martha said, "If you had been here, my brother would not have died." She's blaming him.
所以马大对耶稣说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”所以马大其实在埋怨主。
Lord, I'm like this because you didn't answer my prayers.
就说主啊，其实就是你没有回应我的祷告。
But even now, I know whatever you ask from God, God will give you.
他说二十二节说，就是现在我也知道你无论向神求什么，神也必赐给你。
Now, is she being spiritual or being religious?
这里马大的说的话是很属灵呢，还是只是很宗教仪式一种说法呢？
You know, she sounds very spiritual.
听上去很属灵。
Even though you haven't been here and it's all your fault.
就说前面刚刚说了，虽然其实虽然你没在这里，但是就是因为你没在这里，都是你的错。
God, even though you haven't answered my prayer, and it's all your fault.
神虽然你没有回答我祷告，但是还是都是你的错。
But I know.
但是我还是知道。
Because I'm the best member of SCC.
因为我是救恩会最佳成员。
I'm spiritual.
我很属灵。
That I know, God, it's still not too late. You can redeem yourself.
我说神啊，我知道还不太晚，你还是可以来拯救。
I give you another chance.
我该给你再给你一次机会。
Amen. We go, you know, when we are disappointed with God, instead of being honest with God, we're going to all theological, all reason why.
那时候我们对神失望的时候，我们与其在神面前坦然相对，那我们会
why I think God didn't answer my prayer.
我们会用各样的理由去尝试去解释为什么神没有回应我的祷告。
We read different books explaining to you why God is not answering prayer, why God doesn't seem to be there for you.
我们可能读很多的书去尝试来解释为什么神没有垂听祷告，为什么神没有在这个时候来到我身边帮助我呢？
And then we get some logical explanation and yeah, perhaps I got a family curse.
然后可能尝试找到一些所谓理性的一些解释，说啊，是不是因为我家族的咒诅，我没有得到这个祷告，没有得水晶。
No, even better, it is an ancestral curse for my wife.
好像一个看似更属灵的说法是，哦，可能是我的妻子那个家族的那种祖宗传下来的咒诅。
And they say, "This is all your fault, your family."
或者就开始指责都是对方的不是。
You see, we look for an explanation.
我们常常会找一些答
案解释。And that is being religious.
其实这种解释都很
宗教形式的。When you are religious, it means, right, you haven't got a clue.
其实很宗教，其实代表说我们其实都不明白。
You like to give yourself an explanation.
但是我们不明白，我们又想给自己有一个说法。
Why can't we just accept the simple truth? God knows.
为什么我们就不能去接受一个简单的说法，说神你都知道。
God knows your situation.
神知道你的处境。
God knows.
神都知道你的经历。
That God loves you.
并且神爱你。
He has a solution.
神有一个解决的方法。
Amen.
Amen.
And then Jesus said to her, your brother will rise again.
然后耶稣说，你兄弟必然复活。
You see, instead of saying, yes, Lord, thank you. What does she do being religious?
然后马大呢，与其说感谢主，他这里接着他说什么呢？
Being spiritual.
他好像看似属灵，看似很宗教的。
Being the best member of the church.
尝试要好像要符合他最佳教
员的。Martha said to him, I know.
马大这里说，我知道。
You know, as a pastor, when I try to counsel people who are in desperate need, right?
好像我之前要作为牧师给一些很迫切需要的人做辅导的时候。
I said, Ruth, you know, I think this is happening to you, and I try to explain the Bible. And then the first word is, I know.
就好像跟 Riff 做辅导的时候，我尝试用圣经方的跟他解释他的情况，然后我还没有说完，他就说：“哦，我知道，我知道。”
And many times when I hear that, I say, "So why did you ask me to counsel you?"
然后来我心里想说：“你都知道了，你为什么还问我来叫我辅导呢？”
你已经知道了，
你什么都知道了，你还问我做什么
？I know.
我知道。
No, you don't know.
是，你并不知道。
Let's be honest with ourselves. All the Bible reading, all the church that you've been to, all those sermons.Did not help you in your situation.
就好像你听了讲道，你读的书，你的所有你看的经文，常识都没有帮助到你的那处你。
Because the fact is, there is something that you don't know.
因为事实是就有些东西你确实还没有搞明白。
And God is trying to tell you.
然后现在神尝试要告诉你。
And what He's about to tell you will change your life.
因为他接下来告诉你的事情会大大的改变你的生命。
But we've been religious saying, I know.
但是很多时候我们真的很 自命轻靠，觉得说我们都知道。
Don't do that.
我们一定不要这样子。
We come to God and say, Lord, I really don't understand my situation.
真的是我们很谦卑的来到神面前说，神啊，我们真的不明白我现在的光景。
I'm really struggling here.
我很挣扎。
Why did you answer that brother's or that sister's prayer so easily? What about mine?
你为什么好像很容易就垂听别人的祷告？那么我自己呢？你为什么没有垂听呢
？Lord, I don't understand it.
主啊，我真的不明白我现在。
Humble yourself and begin to seek his face.
然后我们的谦卑来到主面前来寻求他的面。
Because he He always has a solution. He knows what he's doing.
就是因为神永远有一个答案，他知道他在做什么。
So Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day.
马大说我知道在末日复活的时候他必复活。
Because that was a sermon that Pastor Joshua preached a month ago.
因为我说这个事啊，牧师很久以前几个月之前讲的一个讲道。
That we will rise on the last day.
我们在末后的日子都必复活。
Amen? But God wanted to raise him from the dead and bring them closer to him.
但是神这里是要让拉撒路马上复活，然后帮助他们跟他有亲密的关系。
Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection."
耶稣对他说：“复活在我。”
Martha, what?
然后马大可能很诧异。
This is new.
这是他没有听过的。
I need to find a book.
可能我要找本书来解释这个答案。
I need to study this.
我要好好研读一下这句话什么意思。
You understand, brothers and sisters? Let's make Christianity really simple.
让我们其实把我们的信仰就变简单一点，不要搞得这么复杂。
God.
神他就是神。
And we are his children.
我们是他的儿女。
He understands everything.
他明白所有的事情。
And I don't.
我们并不知道所有的事情。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's just keep our prayer simple.
让我们把我们的祷告带着简单的祷告来到神面前就可以了。
God, I need help.
神啊，我需要帮助。
Keep it simple.
真的，记得一定要简单。
Believe in your heart.
我们心里相信
matter of time God will reveal himself and will show me
神在他的时间会向我们显明他的答案
He will not let me down
他一定不会让我失望
Amen He said and life whoever believes in me though he die he shall live and everyone who live and believe in me shall never die Do you believe this?
然后他说复活在我生命也在我信我的人虽然死了也必复活凡活着信我的人必永远不死你信这话吗
What do you think Martha said?
你觉得马大会怎么回答呢
Obviously she's the best member of the church
他当然了他作为他很属灵的一个基督徒来说他的回答会是怎样呢
Verse 32 Now when Mary came to where Jesus was he saw him Mary fell at his feet saying Lord if you had been hereMy brother would not have died.
然后到三十二节，我们看玛利亚说，三十二节说，玛利亚到了耶稣那里，看见他，就伏伏在他脚前说：“主啊，你若早在这里，我兄弟必不死。”
Can you see most Christians that I've met in church? We have this issue. When something doesn't make sense, we always go, "Lord, if only."
很多时候我在教会当中看到很多基督徒我们有这样的反应但很多事情我们解释不通想不明白的时候我们会说主啊 如果做这个事情是、那个、这个事情就不会变成这样子了
See Jesus understand our situation
主耶稣真的明白我们的光景
God feels the way we feel
他也感受我们的感受
He understands how difficult things are in our lives
他知道我们生命中所经历的一些困难
But God wants to achieve something much bigger in your life
但是神在我们生命中想达到一些更重要的一些事情。
To answer your prayer, it is His opportunity to bring something better for you.
他来回应你的祷告，只是一个途径，来机会，来帮助你来更亲密他。
For Him to glorify Himself to you.
是为了在你的生命当中来荣耀他自己。
So that not only does He answer your prayer, but He does something much greater for you and your life.
所以他不仅是为了只是单单的回应你的祷告，他要在你的生命中做更大的事。
I pray for my own family for months, nearly a whole year. And in the end, when God has kept silent for a whole year, in fact, I was praying that God wants to actually do something for me.
所以当我当时为我的家庭祷告得救的时候 我祷告了几个月甚至整年的时间神都没有存意但是神在这个机会是为了 来祝福我
Not only did he bless the family but in fact he was working to something to set me free
神呢不光其实会祝福我的家庭其实他也在我的生命中做工来为了来释放我
After that I saw the glory of the Lord
那在之后我真的经历了神的荣耀
I realized how much he loves me and my family
然后我意识到神是如此的爱我和我的家人。
A year of silence was actually a year of struggle. It was a year of communication with God.
那一年当中的沉默，其实在是我那一年与神的一个很亲密的沟通。
And all the time, he just wanted me to understand what true love is.
其实这段这个经历让我，他是为了让我明白什么是真正的爱。
He just wanted me to really understand how much he truly loves me.
他是为了用这个机会让我明白他多么的爱我。
And he truly cares about my family.
他神让我知道他也是如此的在乎我的家人。
God wanted to make what I knew in my mind something real in my heart.
是让我头脑中知道的东西变成一种心理一种实质经历。
God knows.
神知道。
Verse 35 says Jesus wept.
然后35节耶稣哭了。
When he saw the pain in Mary and Martha, all the crying, he is full of compassion.
所以当耶稣看到马大和玛利亚他们两姐妹经历了痛苦他自己也感受到那种痛苦。
Never feel that God doesn't care.
从来不要觉得说神不在乎我们。
He cares far more than you think.
神比我们知道的还更在乎。
More than you care for yourself.
他比我们看爱我们更爱我们自己。
You think you're in pain.
可能我们觉得我们在痛苦当中。
We think we're in struggle.
我们觉得我们还很挣扎。
He wept.
这里说耶稣哭了。
Jesus showed his emotions.
耶稣他作为人展现了他的情感。
Amen.Because he's a man, he can show his emotions.
因为耶稣是百分之百的人，所以他有感性的一面。
That's how much Jesus was moved by the pain that was going around, the suffering.
所以这也是耶稣感受到整个家庭他们所经历的痛苦。
So the Jews said, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not." See the same thing. Could not he open the eyes of the blind and kept this man from dying?
然后呢三十六节 犹太人就说你看他爱这人是何等的恳切其中有人说他既然开了瞎子的眼睛岂不能叫这人不死吗
It's all about healing the sick
都是关乎要疾病 有病了的医治
Limiting God's power
他们只是很狭隘的去限制神的能力
Because you heard a testimony
因为可能他们之前听到这样见证
But how about something God does something new
或者但是有些事情是神还没有做的事情呢
Something greater.
一些更大的事情呢
All this time, Mary and Martha and all the people only have seen Jesus do miracles of healing, but never seen Jesus raising the dead.
因为在那些 马大玛利亚跟随耶稣这段时间，他们亲眼看见了耶稣的医治，但还没有见证主做死里复活这件事情。
To glorify God sometimes means God wants to see Him much more glorious than you are seeing Him now.
所以很多时候我们看见神的荣耀是神要把比之前的更荣耀的彰向我们显现
Amen And then verse 38 says Jesus deeply moved again
38节耶稣又心里悲叹
Came to the tomb
来到坟墓前
You see the Bible emphasized how Jesus was full of compassion How Jesus' heart was weeping together with the people that are suffering
在这个经文当中非常很多细节描述了耶稣他如何的与他们一同感同身受的一种悲叹悲痛
Now verse 39 begins to reveal what truly is in this religious spiritual Martha
所以在这个经文当中真正的显现了马大他们那种 属灵包装之下那种真实的光景
How her education her understanding of God is so limiting God in her life
就是他对神的这种认知明白其实是非常有局限性的
Amen Sometimes our understanding of God is limiting him to do something much greater for you
很多时候是我们对主的一个局限的一个认知限制了神在我们生命中做更大的事情
He still doesn't know what Jesus was up to
因为他仍然不知道主要做什么
Because Jesus now going to the tomb
这个时候耶稣去到坟墓里面
Jesus is already giving her a big hint I am the resurrection
因为之前耶稣已经告诉她了我是复活
She still cannot see that Jesus is going to raise Lazarus from the dead
她仍然无法看到或者相信说神会让拉撒路死里复活
Amen That's how we limit God even though we heard testimony we've seen things in the Bible we still don't believe it will happen
就是很多时候我们真的限制神就像我们听到见证但是我们还是很难相信神会做这样的事情
Jesus said take away the stone Martha's sister of the dead man said Lord this time there will be an odor which stinks you know this obviously is a dead body stinks like for he has been dead 4 days
然后呢39节耶稣说你们把石头挪开，那死人的姐姐马大对他说，主啊，他现在必是臭了，因为 他死了已经四天了。
Can you now see spiritual? The best member Martha had no idea. Jesus wants to raise the man from the dead, but she said, no, he stinks.
所以我们看
到 4 days, he's a corpse.
所以看到说马大这个作为教会最好的基督徒，那么这个时候他的属灵上面没有这个看见，他不知道耶稣要让拉撒路死里复活，他反而说他是尸体的已经臭了。
You see, in our struggles, in our humanity, it is okay to show God what Martha did. Lord, I don't understand why you're doing this. I just don't get it.
那时候在我们的纠结和痛苦当中，其实我们可以告诉神说，神啊，我不明白你要做什么。
It does not prevent God from doing a miracle in your life.
但是并不能阻止神在我们生命中做这个神迹。
He knows our weaknesses.
因为他知道我们的软弱。
Verse 40 said, Jesus said to her, Did I not tell you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God?
四十节耶稣说，我不是对你说过，你若信，就必看见神的荣耀吗？
So they took away the stone, and Jesus lifted up his eyes and said to the Father, I thank you that you have heard me.
然后41节他们就把石头挪开，耶稣举目望天说，父啊，我感谢你，因为你已经听我。
I knew that you always hear me, that I said this on account that the people standing around me, that they may believe that you sent me.
我也知道你常听我，但我说这话是为周围站着的众人，叫他们信是你差了我来。
You see, what was Jesus doing?
耶稣所做的是为什么呢？
He was for the first time show people that he is the Messiah that raises the dead.
他是为了第一次向众人显明他就是弥赛亚，可以让人死里复活。
Because all amongst him were Jewish people.
因为当时围在他周围的都是犹太人。
Because they always knew the Messiah, if the Messiah has come, the Messiah will raise the dead.
因为对于犹太人说，他们知道如果弥赛亚来的时候，他可以让人死里复活。
That's why when Lazarus came out from the dead,The Pharisees and Sadducees began to plot to kill Jesus because they could not say that he's not the Messiah.
所以当耶稣做了这个神迹，在拉撒路身上死里复活之后，那些法利赛人和撒都该人，他们就尝试要谋杀耶稣，因为他们无法去否认耶稣是弥赛亚。
You see, God sometimes achieves his objective, achieves his plan through our suffering, through our relationship, through our prayers.That we have no idea it connects to his plan.
所以很多时候神借着在我们的痛苦我们的经历当中可能我们自己都不明白的一个光景当中神实现了他的旨意。
That's why when God answers our prayers it's not just for you, not just for you. God wants to glorify himself to you, but he's also maybe working on something much bigger than that.
所以很多时候神垂听我们的祷告并不只是满足我们的需要，但是神同时也为了荣耀他自己，为了达成更大的一些，做成更大的事。
When you pray that God give you a businessGod may delay to give you a business. When he does give you a business, he may have a big plan for that business.
当你求神赐给你一个生意的时候，神可能在回应祷告方面有延迟，但是神真的给你的时候，他会有一个大计划在这件事上。
When God gave Abraham a son, he's not just answering his prayer, he was giving him a nation.
所以当神回应亚伯拉罕祷告赐给他一个儿子的时候，他不只是赐给他一个应许的孩子，而是给他一个国度。
You see, when God gives you a job, when he gives you a business, it's more than a business, it's more than a job, because it will accomplish a lot more than you think.
所以神赐给我们一份工作，给我们一个生意的时候，只是超他所赐给我们是超乎我们所求的，因为在这工作上神要成就更大的事情。
But it can only happen if we trust him.
但是只有当我们去配合幸福顺服神的时候，才会实现。
If we allow it.
只有当我们允许神来做事的时候。
Amen.
Amen.
But if we say I'm not going to church anymore.
但是如果我们因为神没有垂听我们的祷告，说我就不去教会了。
I'm not praying anymore.
我也不祷告了。
I'm never going to pray anymore.
我再也不祷告，再也不祷告了。
In fact, now from now on, I'm going to be anti-evangelist.
或者你说我从现在我就会成为敌基督，不是敌基督，就是我就反对福音的人。
You see.We can do this, but lose out what God wants to do in our lives.
可能我们会选择，我们可以做这样的事情，但是因为我们这样的选择，会错失神要在我们生命中做的大事。
But if we go back to the beginning,
但是如果我们回到最开始
，and remind ourselves,
来提醒我们自己
，God is in control.
让我们知道神掌管一切。
God is good.
神是良善的神。
God knows everything.
神是全知的神。
And He loves me.
并且神爱我。
then you go back to church.
那么我就尽管神没有垂听祷告，我还是会去教会。
You go back to prayer.
我还是会跪下来祷告。
And then wait and see the glory of the Lord.
然后我们要尽耐忍，在忍耐当中等候，
见证
神的荣耀。
Here is the glory of the Lord, verse 43. And when he said these things, he cried out a loud voice, "Lazarus, come out."
这就是神的荣耀。四十三节说，说了这话就大声呼叫说，拿撒路出来。
That's the moment we're all waiting for.
这就是我们众人。
The answer to prayer.
这就是说他们祷告的回应。
God giving us a deliverance.
神给我们拯救了。
God glorifies Himself.
神在这件事情荣耀了他自己。
God finally show us.
神最终向我们证明了。
That He was always there.
他总是在那里。
He was always there.
他一直都在那里。
So when they said, "If only you were here."
所以当他们说如果你早在这里的话。
What's the truth?
那么那个 事实是什么呢?
He was always there.
耶稣一直都在。
Amen? When we say, "God, where are you?" The answer is, "I am here."
当我们问神，神啊，你在哪里的时候，记得这句话，耶稣说，我一直都在。
Amen? If you feel that God is far away,
如果你今天你觉得神离你很远,
He's near you.
但是其实他离你很近。
Finally, what does Lazarus mean?
那么最后我们看拉撒路属灵的含义是什么呢?
What does the name Lazarus mean?
拉撒路这个他的名字到底什么意思呢?
God is my help.
是神是我的帮助者。
Amen.
Amen.
God will always help us.
神会一直总是帮助我们。
Amen. Let's pray.
Amen. 让我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your glory and your goodness to us.
哦，主，我们为你的荣耀，为你的良善，我们献上感恩。
Lord, you love every person in this room and on people online.
主你我们知道我们在这里每个人我们在网上的每个弟兄姊妹你都深深地爱着
我们 Lord, whatever question we have whatever we are going through
主不管我们现在有什么样的问题不管我们现在经历怎样的光景
None of it makes sense
可能有很多东西让我们真的想不通想不明白
Help us not to seek an explanation but seek faith
主要让我们不管只是来找到一个解释的一个说法但是让我们来寻求有信心
To believe you are in control
让我们单单的相信主，你是掌权的那一位。
Somehow, Lord, you will glorify yourself in my situation.
主啊，你按照你的方式，在我的光景当中来荣耀你自己。
That I will see something I never saw before.
让我可以亲眼见证我从来没有见过的一些事情。
About you and about myself.
真的关乎神，也关乎我自己的事。
Lord, I just pray that everyone will really discover once again.
主啊，我们祷告，这里每个人会再次去发现
how much you truly love us.
主啊，你是如此真正真实的爱着我们。
And what you want to do through us.
你要在我们借着我们所做的一切的美好的事
情。So I just pray for those people who are seeking jobs, seeking businesses, seeking answers in their lives.
为我们当中那些在为工作、为事业、为帮助所需所祷告的弟兄姊妹们。
Lord, that we will humble ourselves and seek after your face.
主啊，让我们谦卑来到你的面前来寻求你的面。
Knowing God that you are in charge.
知道神你掌管一切
Help us, O God
主啊求你帮助我们
To stay faithful
让我们在你里面有信心
Stay trusting
让我们继续的信靠你
Even when things do not make any sense
就让事情不按照我们的想法来发生
Help us to stay faithful
也帮助我们在你里面有信心
In the name of Jesus
奉耶稣基督的名
Hallelujah
Hallelujah
Let's all stand
让我们站立起来
I seek thanks for all
Father, we say to ourselves, rise up, O soul.
主啊, 让我们的灵苏醒,
know that the Lord is good.
让我们知道神是良善的神,
rise up.
让我们来兴起主,
rise up in song.
让我们在我们的诗, 诗歌当中兴起。
Rise up in worship.
让我们在敬拜当中兴起。
Knowing that we have a God that is unfailing.
让我们知道我们有一位神是永远不会失败的神。
We thank you, Lord Jesus.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Today, O God, you are on the throne.
主，我们知道主你今天坐在宝座上。
And you are in charge of our lives.
主啊，是完全的掌管我们的生命。
We give you permission, Lord.
主，今天我们给你这样的许可。
To transform our minds and hearts.
主啊，你来完全的改变我们的心思意念和我们的生命。
To draw us closer to you.
主来吸引我们更亲近你。
In the name of Jesus.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Please be seated. If you.Need prayer, come forward.
请坐。那如果大家需要祷告，可以来前面为大家祷告。